Glasgow.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine.
I want to know something.
What's that?
Could TV even standard?
Yeah.
Is it still full of so much shit?
Don't say that.
Oh, it is! But they could at least buy something with proper words. Even in standards, like a picture book, it's lots of lovely stories and lots of lovely pictures, but that's about it.
Yeah, but, well,
things about Burt Reynolds' his wife and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, but that's what people want to know about. I mean, the Sun and the Mirror between them rack up about 6 million in sales. And far outstrip any other papers that are currently on sale. And they're just full of, like, human interest stuff. That's what people are into.
But it just proves that people like listening to shit.
Well, you said it again, man. We've got to go.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Right, cheers.
0645-101-101. Stevenage.
Yo.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I only phoned up to say I'm getting a little bit concerned.
Why is that?
Because I'm 36 years old, yeah?
Hmm.
And like, you know, when you go around your China people and you say, like, they say, well, who are you, you know, and you say, you know, they know you're 36 and like, you're a virgin addict, you know? And people, I think they start to get a bit worried sometimes.
Why's that?
Well, I mean, if you're a virgin addict, not everybody knows about virgin, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, suit yourself then, you know what I mean?
Right, okay. Good call, I think. Listen, I've got to go, because one more and then we've got a marathon
please,
on you.
Yeah? Let me just tell this joke. I tried to tell it yesterday. It ain't rude. It's a good joke, yeah?
All right. Now, are you going to sell it to me? Not just, like, don't say it. Like, sell it to me. You know what I mean by that?
All right, I'll sell it to you.
All right, cool.
All right, then. Here we go, right. Blake walks into a dentist, yeah? And he sits down in the chair and opens his mouth and whatever. And 10 minutes later, the dentist says, cool, blimey, mate, you've been having oral sex, haven't you? And
yes. Thank God for the delay button. That's what I say. It's my best friend. I love it. Don't you ever call this show again. That was excellent. And you are never going to know the end of that joke. Now in Bristol.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, mate. Look, I'm desperate, man, you know? I've got a really big problem, right?
What's that?
Oh, shit, yeah. I was listening to your program last night, all right? And... you know, it's just doing my head in, you know?
If you say that one more time, man, you're gone.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. Well, look, the thing is, right, I woke up this morning, right, and there was this splashing coming from my bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? And so I went into my bathroom, and it looked like a blooming, tidal wave had hit it, you know? And there was this dolphin in the bathtub, you know, and it wanted mackerel.
A dolphin?
Yeah, a real dolphin.
Well, that's good, because, as you know, everyone loves the king of the sea.
That's right.
What happened on Flipper this Sunday? Did I miss it or did I catch it?
I can't remember, mate. Yeah, look, there was this dolphin in my bathroom, right, okay? And, like, I'm a sort of unemployed author, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, shit, sorry. Yeah, sorry about that. yeah.
So, what, you need some money, right?
I need money, yeah.
Okay, well,
really
listen.
Desperately. I need some mackerel as well.
What do you have to do,
mackerel, you know?
What you have to do is kill the dolphin and chop it up into,
into
steaks.
He talks sense. He talks Gaelic to me.
Steak. Dolphin steaks. Have you not heard of that?
Well, I'm vegetarian, eh?
Gareth is going to go and get me the Flipper music. That's excellent. Okay. Cayman. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello. Eva steak. Delay. Get your egg.
What was that? Did anybody get that? No, me either. 0645-101-101. It's funny how some people have get their kicks, isn't it? Emma Lempstead. They'll be with us in 8 seconds because they're listening to that radio. Oh, it's a heavy breather. Now, you can't hear this, but I'm actually getting heavy breathing down the phone.
Hurry.
Is that it? Okay, great. Excellent call. Thanks a lot, pal. You really did it for us. What a contribution he made. Richmond.
Hello, Nicky.
Say again?
Nick.
There you are.
Hi.
I almost lost you for a second there.
Hi. Sorry, I take it you don't like being called Nicky.
Nicky? No, Nicky sounds like a sort of 3-year-old child with curls to me. Nicky? No, nobody's ever called me Nicky.
Oh, sorry. I thought you did. Didn't you used to when you first did the show?
No one has ever called me Nicky.
Right. Okay, Nick, then.
Is that clear enough for you?
Yeah, that's
okay.
That's
now, do I sound a little excited about that?
Yeah, you do.
No, it's just that Nicky sounds like some sort of little kid with, like, curly hair that when a stick of rock in his hand is being cute, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Actually,
Nicky, you sound like something you'd just like look at and want to puke.
Is your full name's Nicholas?
That's correct.
Yeah. Did people used to tease you at school and call you Copper Bum?
No, not to my knowledge.
No, because there used to be a boy called Nicholas at my school, and they used to call him Copper Bum because of nickel arse.
Oh, nickel arse.
Yeah.
Hmm.
They used to say Copper Bum. Very, very amusing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still is, isn't it?
Anyway, Dynamania, I wanted to speak about.
All right.
Yeah, I'm fed up with it.
Yeah, you and me and everybody in this country. Yeah. What was that?
You can break free of this, but people must realize that these monsters, they're sinister, they're evil, because they didn't exist. They are a creation created by Satan in order to corrupt minds and to dispute words of the Bible, which
right.
is what I fear.
So Steven Spielberg and Hollywood is...
Hollywood is a tool. Hollywood is Satan's tool. It's a long time since anything good has come from Hollywood.
And,
Hollywood is
just a can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question? Are you God's tool?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Yeah, you sound like a complete tool to me, as a matter of fact. Essex!
Greetings. And I've been offended by your screener, because he thought I was on drugs or something.
Really?
Really.
What did... Yeah, I'm right.
Anyway, I'm phoning up on behalf of a friend of mine. I've got this pen friend who lives in Hereford, and he's got an imaginary aardvark who lives in his head, called Boris, and he's gone missing. And he's, like, really sad and lonely without him. And so we want people to, like, if they find Boris, direct him back to Hereford.
You know, I think I preferred it without the phones, because it seemed to be going great last night. Everybody was having a great time and running around and looking busy and stuff. And it seemed like it was going great, and then suddenly the phones are back on again, and, gee, it's right down the toilet again, isn't it?
You just sounded so lonely on your own. So have you seen him or what?
Seen what?
Boris
the aardvark.
We thought you might have been kidnapped or something. You know, is there a sort of, you know, a trade in kidnapping aardvarks?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
And I had her secretary on the show last night. It was excellent. She was a very nice lady. You know, yeah. I wouldn't knock her.
Right.
No, I wouldn't. And,
you can't say that about religious people. You are a sick man.
West Ham.
Hello, mate, yeah. Kebab here, yeah? Do you know what I think is wrong with this nation? The reason why we're all screwed up is children's programs, right? If you study children's programs, they're evil. They've got problems, right? Take Rainbow, for instance, right? There's a bloke called Jeffrey in it who walks around with a limp wrist, and he wears red flares, and he talks to the little animals. Sorry, my friends. I'm sorry, mate. I've had too much back.
Well, we're slipping, aren't we?
Hello, Nick.
How you doing?
Maybe
now, you're not, like, 16 or anything like this, the disgustingly young age that's going to upset me like that, are you?
No, not.
Can we have only people who are older and, like, less, you know, fit and together than me calling? Because this is, like, you know, it's just too much.
Right, well, anyway, made me a call from Northern Ireland the other
day. Oh, yeah.
Right, and they had this really class joke, and you went and cut them off.
Yeah, well, I don't do jokes anymore because this is not amateur hour.
Well, I don't like your attitude.
Okay, well, I don't like yours either.
Oh!
Hamilton, he doesn't like my attitude.
Oh!
Well, you can come over here and kiss my attitude, pal. Hamilton.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Right. I would just like to complain about your listeners. They just let them mind their own business.
Hey?
Let them mind their own business. Old people are allowed to drive. My gran and my grandpa drive. They're good drivers. They've not caused any accidents. They've been paying insurance. And they deserve to drive, and that's the bottom line.
So I think you're getting very excited and emotional about something that nobody... You see, so excited he actually hung off. Isn't that incredible? Nobody said that old people shouldn't drive. In fact, people were saying exactly the opposite.
Am I depressed now or what?
Newport. Newport will be it with us in 8 seconds after they realise that we have a delay. So listening to the radio, doesn't that make you want to puke? Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Oh, hi. I'm talking to you now.
It sounds like you're talking to me, yeah.
Oh, all right. Will you cut me off if I say hello to somebody?
Yes. What are you looking for?
Me?
Yeah.
There's a woman outside who wants to talk to you.
Wait a minute. Come over here a second.
Yeah, she's got, apparently she's...
Now, if you didn't hear him, there's a woman outside who wants to talk to me.
Her name is Catherine. And she, apparently she's got an interview with the DJ who's on at the moment. And she's sitting outside with her radio.
She's got a DJ...
the street.
She's got an interview with me at 12:45 in the morning.
Hmm.
And she wants to come in and interview me.
No, she wants you to interview her about her life. Apparently. Anyway, security's on to it.
Security's on top of her? Let me get this straight. There's a woman called Catherine outside.
Yep.
Who's got a radio, right? So we shouldn't really be talking about this. But what the hell? And she has turned up for an appointment because I'm interviewing her.
Apparently.
About her life.
About her life.
Yeah, that sounds like something that I would do, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, do you think that she's like a stalker? And a slasher?
Could be.
Yeah.
Mm.
Is that scary or what? Okay, well, time to call the police, I think.
Yeah, she's just sitting on the ground outside.
Tell her to get lost.
I'll do that.
But do it in a nice way.
Okay.
All right. Radston. Radston will be with us when they realise that we're on the delay.
Hello, Nick.
Yeah.
Hi, is Clinton here?
Really?
Yep. This is another Clinton.
Scary?
Not your head is, isn't it?
Well, it is, because you're the second Clinton I've ever met in my life.
Yeah. Well, how are you then?
Fine.
I just phoned to talk to you about meeting my girlfriend's parents tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
For the first time?
Yeah.
Scary.
It is kind of dodgy. I was just wondering if anybody had any advice for me.
Yetake some flowers.
Take some flowers?
Yeah, and a bottle of wine.
Yeah, you don't think that's creeping too much?
Hell no.
Right.
Well, maybe the flowers is creeping too much, but if you're going around somebody's house, you've got to take a bottle of wine. You've got to take, like, a gift.
Yeah.
You know, in ancient times, it would have been a small dead animal.
Yeah.
But I don't recommend that you do that.
Oh, thanks.
Well, you could try it.
Yeah, it's a cracking idea.
You could, like, you could go kill that dog and did I catch it? I hope so. Okay, see, that's why we have a delay system, because we have arseholes like that ringing up. Okay, now, is this the time when the masseur comes in? Because I need one right now, all right? What a start. I play the wrong track straight out the news, and I pull the station off the air. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, well, I'm going to do an ad break now, because that doesn't have hardly anything in it that I could personally screw up. Except for the fact that it doesn't work. Ah! I spoke too soon, ladies and gentlemen. They violated his civil... Hello? Am I on this one? Hello? Well, okay, back with sound. Jeez, it's like 2 days in a row now. They switched the buttons around on me and they really screwed me, ladies and gentlemen. What can I tell you? Birmingham. Take a couple right now.
Hello there.
Hello there.
This is Bob from Birmingham here. And I want to talk about women's cricket.
All right.
I think it's disgraceful. I mean, it's a man's game.
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, they can't play cricket, really. They can't play sport at all, can they?
Quite right.
Are you sexist yourself, then, Nick?
Oh, yes.
You are?
Uh-huh.
Well, they can't do anything, can they, really?
No, nothing at all.
I mean, they can't drive, can they? They're a danger to the road.
Absolutely. They should be banned.
Oh, well, I was hoping you'd argue, actually, yeah, because it...
Yeah, I know you were, you stupid idiot. Get off my show and never call me again. All right, let's do the ads, and I'll be right back. I did it again, didn't I? That's not an ad. This is... Feltham. Feltham is a heavy breather and has got 2 seconds.
Hello?
Did you hear that voice? I didn't think I wanted to take that one. Taking advantage of little kids, nobody in their right minds would think that that was right. Yeah. But it's just like the general kind of sweeping attitude that we have.
I think the British are very, very uptight.
We are, apart from the Arabic countries, we have got to be the worst in the world. Belfast.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
How are you?
All right.
Okay. Just before midnight, you made a very sweeping statement.
What was that?
There was a gentleman...
Doesn't sound like me.
And we were talking about... Well, you were talking about pornography.
Yeah.
And how adult people can turn it off and watch it if they want to.
Can turn what off?
Sorry?
Can turn what off?
They can turn the video off, they can turn the television off, anything they want if pornography comes on the screen. And
did I say that?
Yes, you did.
I don't think so.
But what this chap said was, what he objected to was having children in pornography.
Yeah.
And you agree with him, and I totally agree with you. It's totally wrong. But then you said, well, it depends on which Arab country it comes from. What did you mean by that?
I said, what?
You
see,
said,
that, you're listening, so I don't know what station you're listening to, but this is Virgin 1215.
I know, and I'm listening to 1215.
Right.
But you brought the Arab people into it.
Yeah.
In a big sweeping statement,
mm-hmm.
as if to say, well, if you want child pornography in videos, then you must get a tape made in the Arab countries.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's what I said, right.
So why did you say that?
Listen, sir, I didn't say anything of the kind. I'm going to send you some Q-tips in the mail, okay? Wait for a package at your door. Edinburgh.
Hi, Nick, how you doing?
All right.
Yeah, listen, I used to work in a garage, right, man?
Okay.
And I used to stick the keys up the wife of Canada's bum. And you used to tell me what made the car.
He did what? What did he say? If he said what I think he said...
Hello.
Hello.
All right.
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about, as they all say?
What do I want to talk about?
Here we go. I tried phoning a couple of weeks back, couldn't get through. Some geezer phoned in, said he had his nipple pierced, yeah?
Who's that?
Oh, I don't know.
You mean some bloke calling this show? Well, who is it, Howard from Take That?
Yeah, something like that. And you started going on about Prince Albert.
You know, I had a list of from a piercer.
Yeah.
Not that I went and, asked for a charge list, but... A list found its way into my hands. And the stuff that you can get done is unbelievable.
It is. Yeah.
It's incredible. I mean, I thought pierced eyebrows was strange, but you haven't even heard the half of it.
Yeah. I've got Prince Albert.
You don't?
I do.
Ah! No, are you serious?
I'm serious.
Knock it on the phone.
Sorry?
Hang on. Don't say it.
I'll just,
Don't say it. Just do it.
You ready?
Yeah. Now,
you hear that?
I'm not going to describe what it is, but if anybody knows what that is, then they've probably lost the last three meals that they've ate. That's disgusting. What on earth made you do that?
Curiosity, I think.
Curiosity?
Yeah.
Well, it killed the cat. Think what it could do to you.
I don't know about cats, but pussies love it.
I'm going to have to leave you, I think, immediately. All right. Do I dare even describe what a Prince Albert is? I think we better move swiftly on. And like I said before, and I'll say it again, while I try and line up the news, definitely trying to keep up with myself here, that calls are charged at your local rate. Okay, now, are we ready to do this? I think so. No, we're not. Now, it says it's queued, but it's not playing. Why is that? Okay, there must be something else. Oh, I didn't take that off there. Now, if this was on TV, this would be much better, because you'd be able to see the look of intense panic sweeping across my face. Teenage problem letters coming right up. I have to do an ad break, though. How am I going to do that? You have got no idea how complicated this studio is. It's almost like putting somebody who's just passed their driving test in the cockpit of Concorde saying, just get on with it. I have got no idea what I'm doing. No, I'm just... Okay, here we go. We're ready for the ad break now. I'm going on holiday with my friend and her family this year. I'm looking forward to it, but I'm worried as well because I'm a vegetarian. And I don't know whether her mum and dad know this. What should I do? What? It's like, you know, you don't have to tell them you're a leather fetishist into bestiality. You're just a vegetarian. They will understand. I can't believe that. All right, what else? I'm 17 and my mum won't let me go out with boys. At 16, by law, you're allowed to have sex. I'm 17 and I'm not even allowed to have a boyfriend. My mum is so strict. Can I take my mother to court for being overprotective? How can I reason with her? Lots of nice lads have asked me out, but I have to keep saying no to keep peace with my mum. What should I do? Try girls. And last, I have a serious problem which I would like you to solve. I'm going out with a terrific lad and have been for 9 months. We've had sex several times. Neither of us has slept with anyone else. The problem is that we've discovered we have pubic lice. I'd like to know where we could have caught them from. They've cleared up now, but I'm worried in case we get them again. How can we be sure we won't get them again? Well, you can stop sleeping with that slut for a start. Never slept with anybody. Are you serious? You don't believe him, do you? Attention, restaurant staff. Please ensure the customer displaying this coupon enjoys the best possible service and a fine meal. Now, we were going to treat them like crap until we saw this coupon they placed on the table from the Sunday Times. I wonder how many people are actually, like, putting it on... They're going into a restaurant and they're, like... And their nose is right up in the air as though they're smelling. And they put the coupon on the table. And it virtually says, I am a pompous ass. I actually believe you'll treat me better if you see I read the Sunday Times. Please feel free to spit in my food and stir my drinks with your willy. Glasgow.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is me. I'd just like to say, MD is listening. This is pure dead brilliant, by the way. You sit on the phone, you phone up these people, and they answer you. And I'd just like to say as well, Nick, are you still there?
Yeah.
Right, good. We're forming a band here, and we're amazing, but we need a name. And we've made a few suggestions, we want people to pick one for us.
What kind of music do you play?
Oh, God, it's not really music, we wouldn't call it that, you know. But we've got names, I Like Her But She Smells, The Clap, Filth. What else? What else have we got?
I don't know.
Doesn't know, right?
Did I catch it? I think so. Whew. You know, the dump button is just my very favourite toy. Who's on four?
Me.
Yeah, it sounds like you, yeah.
Yeah, hello.
Where are you calling from? Because I've got no information.
Well, I'm on a campsite at the moment. It's his first win.
Oh, where's that?
First win. Well, we're sort of in Portsmouth, near Portsmouth.
Okay.
Near Badger's Ball or something, I don't know.
Yeah, right. So you're on a campsite, far away from civilization?
Far away from civilization.
And there's no, like, street lights to cloud your view, so what does it look like?
Well, I can't know. Street lamps are in the way.
Oh, there are street lamps.
Yeah, that's right. Well, park lamps, you know. A sort of glowing one.
Right, so what's up?
Well, I just thought I'd ring in for a chat, you know, say hello. Nothing to do.
Yeah, because that's the thing about camping, is like, you set up your tent and you do your business and all that stuff,
but
and then...
I'll make one point.
And then what do you do?
Just want to say one point.
Yeah, what's that?
Gareth sort of shag sheep.
Yeah.
Can you
that's
say
it,
that
on the air? Well, I think he just did.
And he's just been told that he can't, like, touch animals again or something. All I want to know is, did he shove it up his ass?
Yeah, well, let's hope that...
Before, right?
I think that's a good idea. I think you have something to do. Have you not seen those?
Brains, faggot.
Exactly, yeah. Some American friends came over and saw them in the supermarket chill counter. They nearly dropped down dead.
That
Would
is...
you like to take home a tray of brains, faggots? That is the most unappetizing named product I've ever heard of in my life.
Gross.
It's just about enough to make you want to puke, isn't it? Pershaw.
Hello, Nick.
How are you?
I'm okay. I've rung up to talk about something which you've been saying on your show a couple of times. You seem to have it in to anyone who likes Black Sabbath.
What makes you say that?
Well, you've been saying that anybody who likes Black Sabbath, you've been saying, oh, we think we have messages from Ozzy Osbourne telling us to do loads of stuff.
I love the way that people like you listen to this show, and you know, you hear me say something at the corner of your ear, and can you hear something out of the corner? I suppose you can. And then you just like make it up. When did I ever say anything even closely resembling that?
When you
go, you know, some guy. When we were talking about kiddie porn the other day, and some guy suddenly rang up and said, you know, it was disgusting that I suggested that people go to Arabia and pick up kiddie porn. It's like, what the hell is he talking about? Never said anything even remotely close to that, or close to what you just said.
Well, that's very interesting, but you seem to think that we're all, like, totally mental, and you...
See, where do you get your information from? Can I call you misinformation?
If you want. I mean, like, who do you like, then? You like Pink Floyd, right?
You have a problem with that?
No, but they could be considered just as weird as Black Sabbath, but another way...
Who ever said that Black Sabbath were weird? Did I say that Black Sabbath were weird?
No,
if I may have made a joke about backward messages on tracks, it's like, how can you be so sensitive?
Can you prove that? Can you prove that there are backward messages on Black Sabbath?
Did you hear what I just said? See, you're not even listening to what I'm saying. I said if I made jokes about backward messages on tracks. You see, you've already made up your mind as to what it is that I'm saying, and no amount of conflicting evidence is going to change your mind.
Yeah, but, so why didn't you make this joke about backward messages on Pink Floyd tracks then?
Well, maybe I did.
I don't think you did.
Oh, really? Well, you've been taking notes, have you?
Oh, I've got most of your shows on tape.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Most of my shows on tape.
And I've also been doing some...
You know that that's illegal?
What?
You know that that's illegal, and I would hate to think that anybody listening to this show would do anything illegal at any time.
It's also pretty interesting to analyse, and a lot of stuff you say is repeated. You have a couple of catchphrases, which you use quite often.
Yeah, and you really hate that, right? And you dislike me, and you don't like the music I play, and you just don't like my attitude, and that's why you listen to me so much, even go as far as to tape my shows.
Just do us a favor and play a little bit more.
Do me a favor, and I have a couple of suggestions for you. I'm going to give you them off the air, not on, because if I spoke my mind right now, this show would come to a crashing halt. Because it's pretty funny, isn't it, really, when you think about it?
Yeah, I think so.
Especially the way you do it.
Yeah, especially Kenneth Williams, because he had, like, his life story in one of the papers. And he was quite a raging pervert, really.
A raging pervert?
Well, yeah.
What makes you say that?
Like, you know, he was gay, basically.
But that makes you a raging pervert?
In my mind, yes.
Really? Well, I think that makes you a raging arsehole. Don't you ever call this show again.
Turn it down, it's...
Rochdale.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. What would you like to talk about?
I'd like to talk about the paucity of good callers on this program.
But I'd like to talk about cannibalism.
Okay.
If you work on the principle, you are what you eat, do you think it's feasible that cannibals eat vegetarians? Yeah?
What?
Do you think it's feasible if you work on the principle that we are what we eat, that cannibals eat vegetarians?
Do I think? Yeah. What about it? Is that the joke?
No. I'd like to discuss it with you. Do you think it's feasible?
Okay, well, just for the hell of it, I'll say yes and see what comes next.
Right, well, have you ever seen Superman in McDonald's?
Superman?
Yeah.
No, but I saw Batman there the other day.
I'd leave that subject.
Definitely.
What about gas men?
Where do they go for the summer?
But I don't know. Why do gas men always insist on using hairy insulation tape when binding pipes?
Hairy?
Mm.
What does that mean?
Well, it's slightly fluffy, isn't it?
It is?
Hmm.
Not something I've really examined too closely lately.
Think about George Formby.
Oh, yeah, I do frequently, yeah. Yeah, mostly when I'm trying to orgasm.
But the thing is, menthol and eucalyptus cough sweets taste nicer when eaten on the back of a fluffy arty joke.
This is what I like, a nice, surreal call right at the end of the show to, like, really scramble my brains. And, you know, I'm thinking, what the hell is this? Either it's, like, a little too late for me, or this guy's off the rails.
Sorry, I've had really...
Can I safely assume that it's you?
Yes, it's me. But the thing is, rubber koala bears dig tunnels to breed when nutritional values drop in old Uncle Sykes's crusty porridge flakes.
Well, I couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, the thing is, Nicholas Parsons flies around the cuckoo nest while singing, "Oh, come, come, Mrs. Picton, tis but a vegetable."
Well, I was thinking just the same before I came on the air, yeah. Would you do me a favour?
Hmm?
Would you drop dead?